I'm Anna O'Neill and I'm here outside the Apple store on Regent Street the day after one of the co-founders of the Apple company, Steve, set up a little makeshift memorial here, makeshift tribute of apples, red and green apples, with a bite, each with a bite taken out of them. There are flowers here, there are peach-coloured roses, there are yellow roses, red roses, carnations, there are candles burning, and there are written tributes to Steve Jobs. And one of the ladies who's come along and laid some flowers here is Marisa.
Yes.
Marisa, where are you from?
I am from Spain, from Madrid, and I live here for 3 years. And I have been using Macintosh, Apple computers, since a very, very long time ago, almost 20 years. And I really think he was a genius. And I have been crying today, crying, which is amazing. I couldn't believe it.
You are not the only person who feels
like
they've lost somebody close to them.
Absolutely touched, you know, because he was really so sensitive, so human, are so socially conscious about giving the people not what they need, giving them the illusion, maybe too consumist, you know, maybe too much, but it's never too much, you know, the imagination, fantasy, good taste, easy going, easy doing, you know, so many things. And afterwards, the Apple region store or all the stores, you know, they give you the possibility to touch, to even anyone that pass by can go check the mails. I mean, you can touch everything. And I get also one class, I pay once a year, very, very small amount, and I get class almost once a week, twice a week, one-to-one person. So I get one teacher, yes, especially for me, 1 hour, twice a week, 3 times a week. That's amazing. So it makes me life so happy, so easy.
So you felt moved today to bring some flowers?
Yes.
And you say you were crying.
Yes.
Why is that though? Because, you know, notwithstanding the fact that you love the brand and the store,
yes,
and everything, why do you feel personally moved by it?
Because he was a genius, I insist. I mean, his imagination, his sensibility, I don't think it will be another person like him. You know, for the 20th century and 21st century will be one of the genius, really, really.
Okay,
one
well,
of the persons for the history, yes.
Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on BBC London 94.9.
Thank you.